As any of them, I believe that's our ring.
I don't, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, since Grandpappy Spears has become a victim of amnesia, he doesn't remember having been married. And Lum and Abner have finally gotten Buster V. Davenport, as Grandpap now styles himself, interested in his wife, Charity Spears, in hopes of reuniting the couple. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner alone in the store. Buster Davenport is just entering.
Honey, 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 honey.
Oh, well, howdy, Buster, old boy. Come on in.
Yeah. Where about his lawman?
Oh, he's down at Luke Spears' resting, eating lunch. Ought to be back pretty soon, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think he got in the package there.
Oh, that's what I wanted to see Lum about. I'm going to ask him if this is good enough.
Good enough for what?
For Mitch Spears.
Oh, it's a present, huh?
Yeah. You know, yesterday you feller said I'd have to go some if I ever expected to win, Miss Spears.
Oh, yeah.
Said I'd have to practice go by the moon for her before she'd even speak to me.
Well, I wouldn't take that quartet too serious, Buster. That was mostly Lum's idea. You couldn't buy the moon. I don't think that thing's for sale, and you couldn't get it down here even if it was, I don't believe.
Well, that ain't what I got in this package, no way.
Oh, no, I can see it.
But he was right about it. There ain't nothing too good for a pretty woman like her.
Well, no.
And when Lum told me all that yesterday, I decided right there I'd never in the world be good enough for her.
Oh, now, you oughtn't to say that. Now, you got the wrong idea about yourself there, Buster.
No, I ain't. I ain't good enough for her to wipe her feet off on.
Why, you are, too. You're just plenty good enough for anybody to wipe their feet on. Yes.
And then I got to studying, and I finally said to myself, I says, Davenport, old man, maybe you ain't worthy of Miss Spears, but there's the kind of a woman you've always wanted for a wife.
Well.
Oh, by Jimmy, you get busy and win that woman, I said.
That dog is good for you, Buster.
You can do it, too, I said to myself.
Yeah, now you're talking.
So I answered myself back, and I said, by Jiminy, I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll win that woman or break my pigeon-toed neck.
That's the time. That is the time,
by
Buster.
Jiminy.
Yes, sir. What is the present that you got for in the package?
Well, sir, if this don't make her fall down on her hands and knees and beg me to marry her, nothing ever will, I'll tell you that.
Hey, doggies, that must be some present.
Oh, it is, it is.
Yes, huh?
Yeah, Lum said I'd have to buy her nothing but the best, and this is even better than that, even.
Well, I do know. Well, what is it? Is it a genuine imitation diamond brooch?
Oh, no. Way on a better than that.
Yeah, well, the package is too big for that anyway. I know they ain't diamonds that big. Yo, is it an electric waffle horn?
No.
They're the best and want one of them. A silk dress with diamond buttons on it?
You ain't even warm.
Well, for the man's sake, let me see now. What could that be? I ain't much of a hand at guessing riddles, no way. Is it a big sack of gold?
No, better than that even.
Doggies, I give up. I just don't know. Tell me, what is it? What is it?
Here. Yeah, I'll unwrap it.
Yeah, I'll unwrap it. Let me see it. Let me get a look at that. Is the thing alive?
I hope not.
Hey, Dogie, you sure got me stumped. I can't tell what's in there.
There she is.
Huh?
Take a look at that.
For the land's sake. Dogie, that thing, that's a prime rib beef roast, ain't it?
Yes, sir. 11 pounds, too.
11 pounds? For the land's sake.
That's 40 ways.
How in the world did you ever get enough racing stamps to buy that much, Buster?
Racing stamps?
Yeah, long me, we never could get nothing like that on the amount we got.
Well, I never had to give no points at all for this.
You never? Why, Jeff always makes us give stamps for whatever meat we buy down there.
Oh, well, I never got this at Jeff's butcher shop.
Oh?
I got it out the edge of town there, out past the old Pomeroy place.
Why, there ain't no butcher shop out there, or at least ways none that I know of.
Well, this is a new place that's just opened up, I think.
Oh, a new place, huh?
Yeah, it ain't exactly like a butcher shop. It's more of a barn.
Huh?
Fact is, that's what it is, a barn.
Well, I don't know. Well, have they got a cider?
No. I just heard about the place from some stranger down at the barbershop.
Yeah, well, I thought I never had seen it out there nowhere. Joe, I never knowed before you could get meat without no stench.
Yeah, must be all right. I've seen several folks out there buying stuff.
Oh, I'm bound to.
Well, what do you think, Abner? Do you think this is a good enough present for Miss Spears?
Oh, why, sure, Lord me, that's good enough for a queen. But I'll tell you, Buster, now she'll never be able to use that much, I don't think.
Well, I just wanted to show her I weren't no piker.
Yeah, sure, but what I mean is I'm just afraid that's a heap too much meat there for one person. You wouldn't want it to spoil, you know. Now, why don't you sell some of it to, fella like me, for instance.
You?
Well, yeah, I might buy some of it just to help you out, you know, friendship.
Well, I don't know. I reckon this is a pretty big roll.
Oh, that's the biggest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I might let you have half of it.
All right, dog, it's a deal. How much you want for half of it?
Well, let's see. Don't want to make no profits on it.
No, well, that's all right. I'm willing to pay my part. Don't want you to give me nothing, no, sir.
Yeah, see, I paid 80 cents a pound. There's 11 pounds.
80 cents a pound? Doggy, that's might not double what Jeff charges. That's a way over them ceiling prices he's got posted down there.
Yeah, I know it's expensive. You first told me I had to get the best for Miss Spears.
Yeah.
Well, let's see, how does that figure?
Yeah,
I never learned much figuring in my head.
Well, I ain't either.
You got a pencil there on you?
No, I ain't. I got my fingers here. You can use them. That's generally the way I count.
I tried that. Even take my shoes off, and that weren't enough.
Well, I couldn't. You got 11 pounds. I ain't got the 10 fingers. It wouldn't work no way, don't
you? I'll have to work a toe in there some way. Better get a pencil.
Yeah, well, wait.
Fingers down, I
guess. Here's one. That's a little stub. I thought it chewed the end of it, but you can write with it, I reckon.
Well, which do you multiply by, 8 times 11 or 11 times 8? Which way do you do it?
Well, let's see now. Which comes first, the price or the meat? We got 11 pounds of meat and 8. Well, I tell you, I believe it'd be better to put the multiplied 11 by 80. 80 times 11, that'd be a heap bigger than 11 times 80, I know.
Well, all I know is it cost me better than $8. I'll let you have half of it for $4 even. How's that?
That's sort of high, I believe.
Well, of course, if you don't want it,
I'll take it. No, I'd love to have it the worst way. I'll give you $4. Hate to spend that much, but I'd just love to show that off to folks.
Have you got something in the store we can cut it with?
Yeah, ought to have something around here. Yeah, I'll find something here.
Oh, wait a minute. Here comes Llama. Going to wrap this up again, surprisingly.
Yeah, make him guess what it is like you done me.
Hey, don't bet on what it is.
No,
I hope he says it's good enough for me, Steve.
Oh, he will. He'll wrap it up good that way. Hello, howdy, Long.
Well, howdy, Abner. Jenny's, I never was so burned up in my life. Oh, hello there, Buster.
Yeah, howdy, Long.
Now, guess what's in that package that Buster's got there, Long?
Yeah, it's a present I got from Miss Spears.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, what do you think it is, Long?
Well, I'll look at it in just a second.
Huh?
I'm going to call up Uncle Henry Lunsford first and tell him to get up a posse or something.
Posse? What for?
Why, to run them snakes and the weeds out of town.
And
I never thought none of the folks around here would ever do business with an outfit like that. If I find out who some of them are, I'm going to try to run them out of town, too.
Well, now, wait a minute, Long. What folks are you talking about?
Well, them folks that's been buying meat at that black market.
Black market?
Yeah. I just found out that some outfits run a black market in an old barn out near the Pomeroy place.
Is that what it is?
Well, exactly what it is.
Well,
what's wrong with that, Long? What's wrong with it? Everything's wrong with it. In the first place, it's illegal. Them fellas are going against the law. And they can get thrown in the penitentiary for that, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, how about the folks that buys any of the meat? Will they get thrown in the penitentiary, too?
Yeah, how about that, Long?
Well, I don't know what the law is on that, but I grant you they ought to be.
You reckon they'd let them take the meat with them if they did throw you in the penitentiary?
They're the ones that makes it possible for the black markets to operate. If everybody do like they ought to and never buy nothing from a black market, why, then the black market couldn't keep running.
Yeah, that's right. They wouldn't have no business, would they?
Of course not.
Yeah.
So you can see it's the people's own fault. For the life of me, I can't see what makes people go to them outfits. Can you?
No, I don't much think I can.
It's unpatriotic, for one thing. It's taking meat away from other folks.
Well, how's it doing that, Long?
Well, them black markets buy up a lot of cattle. It ought to be going to our regular meat markets and to the army and all that.
That's one of the reasons right there why Jeff ain't hardly got much meat down his place.
For the land's sakes, I never knowed that. Well, that's a new one on me. Yeah, I can see how it works now, sure. Yeah, I can see that easy.
Government went to all the trouble of figuring out this point ration system so as everybody could get a fair share of meat. So right away, certain low-down varmints think they got to sneak around and get more than their share. Danny, they ought to be horsewhipped.
Yeah, not all of them, I don't believe
them. Yes, sir, all of them. And here's something else. They're not only being unpatriotic, they're being awful stupid, too.
Stupid?
Yes, sir, plumb half-witted.
How?
First, they pay prices that's all out of reason, and then on top of that, they might be getting pies and meat.
Pies and meat?
Oh, my goodness.
Are you sure about that, Lon? Is that the truth? The meat might be pies, you say? Just because they're selling it in the black market?
Well, none of that meat's got the government stamp on it. It ain't been inspected.
No
telling under what conditions the butchering was done. Lots of folks have got sick eating that illegal meat.
Doggy, I don't feel so good myself, to be honest.
Grannies, I'd just like to get my hands on somebody that's bought some meat out of that place. I'd knock them down and stomp a mud hole right in the middle of them.
You would, huh? No matter who it was?
Yes, sir. Buster, forgot about you. What was it you wanted to show me now? A present for Aunt Charity, did you say?
Well,
it's not much of a present after.
No, I wouldn't even bother to show it to Lon.
Well, let me take a look at it anyway.
Oh, it's nothing, Lon. No,
I've decided not to give it to her, Lon. It ain't good enough for her. I know that for sure.
No, it ain't no good at all,
Mom. Well, just let me see it once.
No, I think I'll take it back and get her something else. Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll go with you to take it back, too. Let's see now, whereabouts did I put that baseball bat I had around here?
Baseball bat?
Yeah.
Well, you need a baseball bat for when you're just going to exchange a present.
Well, Lon, you never can tell when you're going to run into one of them black market fellas. And another thing, it ain't safe for a man to be walking down the street with 11 pounds of meat on arm.